And now we go from a movie star to a movie review. Kenneth Turan has been watching The A-Team.
Overkill is underrated, a member of The A-Team says, but you wouldn't know it from this film. This big screen version of the hit TV series is overly long, overcomplicated, and overflowing with billions of bullets and boku broken glass. As TV star Mr. T might say, I pity the fool who mistakes this for genuine entertainment. Just like in the 1980s, we've got team leader Hannibal Smith.
It gets better.
Suave Lothario, face peck.
I'm living the dream.
Crazed pilot, Howling Mad Murdoch.
Rotors are good, sir.
And the muscular BA for bad attitude, Baracus.
Oh, hell yeah.
The problem is not that these folks have been given too little to do, but too much. The story begins somewhere in Mexico, where bad guys are doing their worst in the hot desert sun. Before the credits are over, the four A-Team members have met via a series of improbable coincidences and discovered the virtues of working together.
I'm told you're a hell of a chopper pilot.
The best, sir.
I'm not getting on the chopper with this nut job, man.
Yeah, that's a good... You know, was he another one of your projects?
I'm a real soldier. I'm a ranger, baby.
The film then jumps 8 years and 80 successful missions later. Their next assignment involves going into Baghdad during the Iraq War and getting their hands on a... Oh, who cares?
Fire! Boom!
Watching this film feels like watching an extended trailer rather than a movie. An NFL highlights reel of cascading cars and exotic explosions. Writer-director Joe Carnahan was hired for the project because he's one of Hollywood's go-to guys for brisk, adrenalized action. And he delivers. Up to a point. He's also responsible for homilies like, stuff like loyalty doesn't fit in overhead bins. These may not be words to live by, but they're the best this undernourished A-Team can come up with.
Kevin Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.